Hello, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is soul ties. Now, this is a very serious issue. However, I'm going to just briefly touch on it because I'm going to do a blog on this, and we're going to have a future podcast show around it where I will discuss it more in depth. Now, first we need to define what is a soul tie. A soul tie is the joining or the linking or the coming together to two spirits or two souls, however you want to phrase it, through sex. Now, a lot of people like to break this down into, you know, you can have emotional soul ties, you can have this and that kind of soul ties. Not very relevant, in my opinion, because the only soul tie that truly matters and really binds you to a person and will have you going crazy and have you going out of your mind and have you doing things you shouldn't do and have you so messed up emotionally is sexual soul ties. And that's where I always put my focus, because those are the ones that cause the most damage and cause the most trouble and destroys marriages daily, relationships daily, families daily, and even personal lives daily. Dreams, visions, destinies. This is how serious this is. And we don't even realize it, because usually what we do is we rationalize it as something normal, as love, when it's really just a sexual soul tie and it's lustful. Now let's get into it a little deeper. Let's talk about the purpose and the design of sex. I once wrote about this in a spoken word poem, which I might share with you guys at some point. The complete purpose and design of sex was to create a blood covenant between husband and wife. Over in the book of Deuteronomy, it teaches and explains to us that that once the woman and the man were married, the woman and the man were taking, the woman and the man were went up into a room, the bed was covered completely in white sheets, and the husband and the wife would have sex. If the woman did not bleed during sexual intercourse, they would rationalize that she was not a virgin, and she was immediately stoned to death. The man would run out the house, come outside, show the white sheets, and say, hey, you know, she wasn't a virgin. She's a whore. She's a harlot. She has given herself over to whoredom. What would happen next is she would be stoned. The whole purpose of why God wants us to wait before marriage to have sex is based in this blood covenant, the same covenant that we have through Jesus Christ, through his redemption between God and man, through the remission of our sins. His blood paid the price for our sins. Everywhere in the Bible where you see any kind of sacrifice or blood, any kind of joining, is done through a covenant. So he wanted that same covenant to be between husband and wife. So the woman, hymen, being broken, creates the blood, which creates the blood covenant. That's why I termed my spoken word poem that I have wrote, I call it the penis ring, because the circumference of the head of a man's penis can be seen as a ring. So when that ring covers and breaks the woman hymen and sheds blood on his penis, the husband and wife has immediately connected and created a blood covenant. That is the purpose that God was trying to get to us and teach us through sex. Now, what we find is, it's one of God's ways of teaching us how to cleave and join to each other through the Spirit. Because in the Word of God, marriage is sex. For those of you who are aware of marital terms, in some states when you go to get a divorce, the divorce attorney will ask you, has this marriage been consummated? Consummation which simply means, have you had sex? Because in the Bible, sex is marriage in the eyes of God. Because when everyone you have sex with, your spirits join, whether you're married to him or not. And this is what creates the soul tie. So basically, when you're single, let's say you've had sex with 10 men, 10 women, 20 men, 20 women, 30 men, 30 women, 40 women, 40 men, 50 men, 50 women. All those people are living on the inside of you if you haven't asked God to purge these spirits from you. So everyone that they have sex with, you have had sex with through the spirit you have. That's why soul ties are so dangerous. And that's why God wanted us to wait until we're married and joined to have sex, to create the blood covenant. So when we don't wait, we create ourselves in a situation where we join spirits, we yoke and connect and cleave the people that we have no business cleaving to, and then we take on those spirits. Now, we find over in, I think it's Ezekiel chapter 23, I don't remember the verse, but the Babylonians rushed into a woman's bed and they had sex with her. And the Bible says that they defiled her and she overcame into whoredom, and they polluted her, meaning that they polluted her with their spirits. So basically they just had what they had was like a gang rape. And so all those spirits transferred into her. We have to understand that God made sex to be this way for the purposes of marriage. So two people can become one flesh. So when we have sex outside of marriage, we're becoming one flesh with people who we're not in covenant with. See, sex binds you together in such a strong and powerful way that it's hard to break away from. I wrote in one of my recent blogs called Relationships, Healing Before Love, I talk about a concept that I called vaginal masturbation. And what that means is when two people are having sex, even if they're married, and they're thinking about their old lovers as they have sex with their husband or wife, happens all the time. I've talked and counseled plenty of people about this over the years. I call it vaginal masturbation because that's what it is. You're just there physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and in your heart, you with another person. Yeah, it's sad. It's deep. It's powerful. It can be quite upsetting. But it's the reality that we live in. And this is the danger of soul ties. That's just why when you walk through the mall or you see an old flame in a car and you jump and you still get feelings for them, yeah, you got a soul tie. See, that's another thing. A lot of people out there think that they are, quote, in love with somebody, quote, love somebody, but they really don't. They just have a soul tie. Soul ties feel just like love. Let me repeat that. Soul ties feel just like love. That's why love is not an emotion. It's a choice. Because if you made a decision on everything to feel good, think about where you would be. I mean, think about exactly where you would be. Now, what's going to happen is, I'm going to discuss how to break these sexual soul ties in my blog, upcoming blog, and I'm going to discuss this in more depth on a podcast show. But before I end, let me just briefly discuss how you deal with the memories and flashbacks of your ungodly soul ties. I'm just going to deal with it on a very real level. Please understand that if you're married or if you're in a relationship and you're having sex outside of marriage, I encourage you to not do that. When you're married and you're having memories of an ex, you need to do whatever it takes to completely wipe them out of your system. And you can do that. You have to make a choice to do it. The reason why you haven't is could be several sundry reasons, which I don't have time to address. But you need to do everything you can to address that right now. Because that's the issue that I want you to really be thinking about until we really dive in this more. Because this is information I want you to share with all your friends and all your family. And I think I'm even going to write an ebook on this topic and offer it up for free. A short ebook, giving you the basics of some of the things I've discussed here and action steps to begin breaking these soul ties. You got to understand that you got to bring everything that you feel to the feet of Jesus. Everything you're feeling about your ex, everything you want to do with your ex, you need to bring to the feet of Jesus. The thoughts that you had that are impure towards an ex, and bring them at the feet of Jesus Christ and begin to plead the blood of Jesus over your memories, over the lust, over you still being caught up in how the sex felt, how his or her body looked, how they made you feel, the sensations, their smell, the the taste, the touch, everything. Bring it to the cross. And when you bring it to the cross and bring it to the feet of Jesus and pray that he remove these things from your body, remove the sensations, the touch, and he bind up every demonic force and every demonic feeling that you have, every unclean, unpure thought that you have, and you bring it to the feet of him. Because see, this is a very common issue. So it's a common problem, and it happens in marriage, and it happens outside of marriage, unfortunately. And this is what messes up people before they get married. And then when they get married, it's messed up as well. We got to understand the power and the beauty of abstinence and the beauty of sharing our bodies and our temples only with the one that God has caused us to marry. And those who are already married, you're there. So you got to deal with this. You can have victory in this, and I'm going to do everything that God has gifted me to do. Even if I just help one person out of the thousands of people that follow me, that read my work, that support me, all these thousands of people, if I just touch one of you, I've done my job. But we're going to get more into this, and we're really going to hammer it down. In the name of Jesus, we are. We're going to hammer it down. So if you are dealing with sexual soul ties, be encouraged. Be honest with yourself. Understand you have a problem. Critically judge your life. Get to the root of the problem. Get to the root of why you're at this place. Get to the root of why you feeling the way you're feeling. And be honest with yourself. And let's begin to open ourselves up to being honest and bring it all to the foot of the cross of the Lord. And let's get healed. I am Quentin McCall. God bless you. And I love you. Thank you.